Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. So I wanted to do a special edition. We are preparing for the holidays. Those of us that celebrate Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and any additional holidays that we all might be celebrating, I wanted to do a special edition for those of us that might be celebrating this holiday season without a loved one. So today was my Thanksgiving, not because of a religious holiday or anything like that. Me and my family, we love to get the sales. So what I affectionately call alternative Thanksgiving is what we do. So we eat all together on a different day, and then on Thanksgiving, the actual day, we prepare to shop. So I would have to say months ago, I was dreading Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was, it's the holiday where we all get together. But my aunt being the matriarch, you know, we would come together and she would make us go around and say three things that we were thankful for. So that kind of became one of our family traditions. And you might be thinking about the loved one that has died and the things that they bring to the family that makes them special, whether it's the dish they prepare or the activity that they initiate. It's definitely something that you miss when that person is no longer in the earth. So I was kind of dreading it and just thinking about, like, oh my God, how are we going to do this? Or, you know, am I going to have to do it? Or, you know, I was just overthinking it. And I had to stop myself. Like, this was in the summertime. And I was really, you know, kind of going through it in my head. And just trying to figure out what it would look like. So today was the day. And yesterday I was preparing my dish. I do the sweet potatoes. And I got in the store and I was like, I had this very overwhelming feeling that I wanted to do sweet potato pie. So we potluck in my family and each person brings an item or two. So my aunt used to do the greens and she would do the sweet potato pies. So over the years, as she was aging, she just stopped doing them. I don't know if it was not being able to remember the recipe, or just not tasting good, because I do know as you age, your taste buds change. But she, you know, she just kind of stopped doing it, and it was like, that's what it was. So I'm in the store, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna make some sweet potato pies, and I'm going all through the store. I'm trying to find pie crust. There's no pie crust. And I get graham cracker crust, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try this out. I'm gonna do it. Just by me making the pies, it made me feel like my aunt was there, or her presence was there, or, you know, it just made me feel that way. My crust was kind of burnt around the edges because, you know, it's my first time with graham cracker versus a standard pie crust. So, you know, it's okay. I needed to have something there that made me think about her. It's funny, I think most times when we have a loved one who dies, it's very painful to mention their name or look at photos or smell a perfume or a cologne that reminds us. But I'm finding with my aunt's death that I want to remember. I'm not trying to not remember, but I want to remember. I don't want to make it seem like she was never here. And that's a different experience for me. So although I know, you know, she's not going to be here in the physical earth realm, me doing the pies made me feel like she was with us. So it was good. We had a wonderful time. We enjoyed each other as a family. We laughed. We took pictures. Cracked jokes. And it was a wonderful time. And I think one of the things that really made today okay is the fact that as a family, we said that we were going to get together once a month and do something together. So we've been doing that since my aunt passed. So we've been doing it since May. So we started in May. And it's been a blessing. It's been healing. It's been a breath of fresh air. It's been good. I know sometimes in our family dynamics, depending upon who died and their role in the family, plays on how the rest of the family stays together. So typically it might be a grandmother or a grandfather. They die, the whole family falls apart. Everybody retreats. Nobody talks to each other, and then you see each other on holiday. And one thing that we said together, we said, you know, we're a small family. We need to stick together. We need to see each other. We need to talk to each other. So we have been consistently talking to each other. We have a text thread that we use as a family. So we might send out a good morning, or I love you, we hope you have a good day. Might send some funny pictures to each other, talk about our next outing. So we have been actively communicating since May together and having an outing together. So when we lose someone in our family to death, it's something that needs to happen in the family to keep you together, to check in on everyone and make sure everyone is doing good, because everyone is affected by the person's death. Everybody is affected differently. We know that we all have some type of sadness, some type of grief. We're in some different stage. We have all different thoughts together. But if you all come together and just come together, laugh. You know, we always give each other hugs when we see each other. We give each other hugs when we're leaving. We say, I love you. And I've always been a photo person. But please, take photos of your loved ones. Because you never know. It's a beautiful thing to have a photo, because when they're no longer here, you can have something, an image. You can have an image. And I know what you might be thinking. I have a great memory. I know what my loved one looked like. I don't need that. I don't like pictures. I don't want anybody taking my photo. Well, it's a way to memorialize a memory. I have few pictures of my aunt. She didn't like her picture being taken. My uncle was always the one behind the camera taking pictures of everybody else. So I have very few pictures of my uncle. I got married, and the photographer got a photo of my aunt in the background in like a blurry shot. That was the last major event that my aunt was at, and I didn't even get to talk to her because she left right after the wedding. And then shortly after that is when she got sick. I had some challenges with receiving my photos, but when I received the jump drive, I was going through the pictures and I was just going through them, and I was trying to see if I could see her. And it's just one, and it's a blur, and it just hurt my feelings so bad that it was just one and it was a blur, and I can never get that moment back with her in it. Yes, I know she was there. Yes, there's one picture with a blur. But I would love to have had more than just that. So take the opportunity during this holiday time to take pictures with your family. Cherish the moments. Enjoy them. If there's something that you want to do in memory of your loved one, do it. It doesn't have to be a broadcasted thing. It doesn't have to be pressed upon on everybody. I didn't tell anybody about the sweet potato pies until I showed up. I mentioned it, but you know, they were already done and I was already gonna bring them, but I didn't give a whole speech like, oh, I'm gonna do this in remembrance, blah blah blah, you know, I didn't do that. And when it's your family, they know, they feel it, they understand you. And definitely during these times of the season, we really need to feel the warmth and the love from our loved ones. So be aware of how you feel during this time of season. So from like now to December 31st, be aware of your feelings. If you live in a cold state like I do, be aware of how the weather makes you feel. Now, we're having some good weather right now for November. So, you know, we're a little perked up and we're a little happy. And, you know, but if you live somewhere where it's dark early and it's cold, and pay attention to how you feel and what you're thinking about. Don't not do things because you're sad or because of how you feel. People want to love on you. People want to make sure you're okay during this time. People love you. You are loved. And people want to see your face. So make sure you go to the dinner. Make sure you go to the holiday luncheon or the holiday party. Or make sure you are celebrating. And it could be something very small. Because you might be saying, I don't feel like celebrating. I don't feel happy. I miss my loved one. And that's okay to feel that way. But make sure, as you're feeling that way and you're processing your feelings, that you just think about your loved one for a moment. Who they were as a person, what kind of personality they had, what kind of expectations did they have, and how did they live their life? We're still here, and we can represent our family members here in the earth, and we can have a great time honoring their memory. So I just want you to be mindful of how you're feeling, what you're thinking, making sure you're processing through your feelings. If you are too overwhelmed, it's okay to allow yourself to feel how you feel and then give yourself a break. Maybe you need a couple hours, maybe you need a day or two to collect yourself. But this is also a season of thanksgiving, giving thanks, being thankful. It can be something as small as I am thankful for having an option of shoes to wear. I have more than one pair. I'm thankful that I can switch my shoes up. I'm thankful that I have a coat, hat, gloves, and scarf. If you are in a cold place like I am, it's definitely needed. So you can start off small until you can build yourself up to those things that you're thankful for during this time. My prayer is that this holiday season is not hard for you, that you remember the good times, the love, the laughter of your loved one, and that every day you have an opportunity to have joy in your heart because of the memories and the love that you and your loved one share amongst one another. As always, I want to say thank you for listening. I hope that is something that I said that was helpful. I want you to have a wonderful holiday season. Enjoy yourself and enjoy your family. Until next time.